You can tell that worldviews matter a great deal, though. And so he's going to give us the kind of three reasons why they are important.
Okay. So the first reason he says is, he's already kind of mentioned this, mm-hmm. right? Worldviews are necessary for our thinking about the world, right? They provide the structure and stability of our thought lives. Yeah.
We don't suddenly reset every day when we go to bed and we're like, oh, what is this place? Yeah. What's DNA? what are my eyes? Senses? I don't understand this. we don't have this tabula rasa view. Even though people want to say that, people come into the world as neither good nor bad. They come in this blank slate. That's not what the world shows.
Yeah. For instance, with ethics, the scripture says that God's already written his law on our hearts, right? Mm-hmm. So there's something there already.
Yeah, and so, people like to harp on, presupposition is this circular thing, but if the Bible is true, if Christianity is true, then that's a precursor to our understanding of how people approach things. We can't start on this even playing field where we shirk off all ideas of who God is or not who God is. Christianity says everyone knows God, and so we have to operate based on that truth, or we don't really believe it.
Right, right, yeah.
So the second part here to consider is that worldviews matter because they greatly shape the way that we think about the world, ourselves, our relationship with others.
Right,
that seems pretty important.
Yeah, so not only that we think, right, the structure and the foundation, but the way we mm-hmm. think about the world, right, how we view the world, that sort of thing.
Right, up, around, through, all those things. Your worldview shapes and informs your experience of the world, like a pair of spectacles with colored lenses. It affects what you see, how you see it.
Right. So what do you mean the world is red? That's just the way the world is.
Right.
Well, take off the red spectacles, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've been wearing sunglasses the entire time. It's a lot lighter in this room than what I previously thought.
Yeah.
But I can't convince you that the world is lighter because you're viewing it through the sunglasses.
Yeah.
You'd have to be able to realize that you can take them off or change them out.
So not only the structure and the foundation and not only the way we view the world, right, the glasses idea, but thirdly, he says worldviews matter because our worldview affects how we evaluate a truth claim, mm-hmm. right, and how we interpret evidence for or against that particular truth claim, right? And so, the idea of a truth claim here is, a statement that you believe is true, right? And so, there's at least one book in the room, right? Or several.
That's wallpaper.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. But my hand doesn't go through it, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So he says there's no simple relationship between worldviews and evidence. On the one hand, it's possible, he tells us, to evaluate worldviews on the basis of evidence. So we can evaluate worldviews. And we can test our worldviews and the worldview of others, right?